about shaped like a banana, but only about 1/5 as long. That is to say, about an inch around and about 2 or 3 inches deep. That was where, that was what it was. That's what actually burned.
Well, that, you say you're talking about your breakfast. What about lunch? What were some things like beans? What were some things you ate?
Oh, the food was real good. In the summertime, you always had, nearly for every meal, you'd have peas, you had beans, you had tomatoes, you had squash, but these things I'm naming, all that were in season, the same thing that we have today. You had onions, you'd have all kind of radishes, and you'd have relishes, and anything that you want, cornbread for every meal. Matter of fact, you had even cornbread a lot of time for breakfast with syrup, and a lot of people had biscuits. And then we had fried chicken, and they'd go out the way they had chicken then. You'd run a chicken down, you'd catch him, you'd wring his neck and let him flutter, and that's what you did. And you prepared him then, dressed him right there. You had your hot scalding water, you just swing him around, you'd catch him by the neck, the head, and just give him about 4 or 5 turns, and then he'd wallow 4 or 5 times, and then he was dead. And then you'd have your hot water, and that's kind of meat.
What's
that other hand?
Hot water, you mean you just cook? What do you mean?
Hot water.
So you could get the feathers off of it.
Oh.
Just like you would a duck or anything else.
Oh, yeah.
You could get the feathers off. Oh, you taught me that. That's the one that I used to do chicken. Oh, every chicken we ever had.
You would do a chicken like that?
She'd always have to kill it for me.
If you would go to town to buy a chicken, you would pick out the chicken that you wanted
out of the coop.
What we call a coop. Coop was just a little chicken coop. It was a wooden frame thing that they could see out of. It had about a 2-inch spindle all the way around, about 15, 18, 20 inches tall, or maybe a little more. The man said, "What chicken you want?" You pick him out. You take him home in a sack with his head out of the sack. You get him home and you kill him and you eat him that day.
And you scalded him in the water.
In a pot, kettle,
right,
cauldron thing?
Outside in a big cauldron.
A wash pot.
In a wash pot, that's exactly.
And you scalded him out there and you took his feathers off of him out there. Then you singed him.
Singeing was to get those little pin feathers.
Yeah.
See, when you get all the other off, you wasn't ahead, but the little, you had to send me get the little pin feathers.
Just with a fire?
Right.
You take a piece of paper,
newspaper, anything, and light it and send you.
Go over it.
And go.
You killed the chicken and didn't.
Odie killed the chicken, but I singed. I did everything else.
Right, she wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't kill it, but I
scalded
it.
I didn't think so. Well, then, you were talking about the chicken coops. What about like the cow shed? That was and the hog thing was granted more with hogs.
The hog, yes, he was a big hog man. He liked the black hogs. The black hog was a Poland China hog, and he had cows too. We had the cow shed. And in the cow shed, that's where we did the milking and so forth. And we had 2 or 3 cows that we would milk, and everybody did the, they had their own cow and had their own livestock that they could kill and get the milk and so forth. And then they'd butcher beef and all like that. But we had a lot of hogs and
they'd take a day off.
Oh, and when they would kill hog, we had what we would call hog killings. You didn't kill one hog, you killed 12 or 15 hogs. And you'd pick a cold day, and the reason you'd pick a cold day is so that the meat wouldn't spoil. And
How did they preserve it?
First, I'll tell you, they lost a lot of meat during that time. But they saved a lot of meat. But meat was cheap, but they preserved it with salt. They would smoke it and salt it. But now, if you could, we seemed to me as if we had long spells of cold weather back there then. And when you had that, they would, after they'd salt it, they'd hang it up, they'd smoke it maybe for 20 or 30 days in the same way. That was sausage, that was your ham, that was your shoulder, or that was your rib, that's where you got your bacon. And as I say, the little worms would get in it sometime, particularly where you had your trouble.